You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Alabama's Morning News, I'm JT, and Jonathan Strickland joins us now. The podcast is Tech Stuff. He is our host and always coming with very interesting topics. This morning, this is amazing to me. Scientists have now developed a tech to give people the ability to hear ultrasonic sounds. You mean I'm going to be able to hear like my dog hears?
Yeah, kind of, JT. So the best way for me to explain this is in two parts. One is that typical human hearing has a range of between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz of frequencies. So the low frequencies, that's your low pitches, and the high frequencies are your high pitches. And JT, as we get older, we start to lose some of those higher ranges. That's why you would hear news a few years ago about stores playing high frequency sounds to irritate kids to get them out of their stores, but the adults just wouldn't even notice. Well, as you point out, dogs can hear in frequencies that are up to 65 kilohertz, much higher than what humans can hear. But these scientists in Finland have created ultrasonic microphones that can pick up those signals. Then they send that to a signal processing software on a computer that then can play those sounds back within the range of human hearing on headphones. And these microphones they've set up are in an array so that you can get directionality. So when you're wearing the headphones, you can actually tell what direction that ultrasonic signal is coming from as if you could really hear it. And in a way, this is a lot like thermal imaging glasses, right? Like infrared glasses. We can't see infrared light, but what those glasses do is they pick up infrared signals, send it to a signal processor that then puts it into the visible range. That's when you see like the bright reds that represent really hot stuff, right? So same sort of idea, but fascinating to me that there's now this technology that would allow people to have this kind of ability to hear something that normally would be well outside of our senses.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Ultrasonic sounds, the term ultrasonic, first of all, what does that mean to us humans?
It essentially just means that it is a type of sound that is beyond the range of human sensing.
Okay. So let's talk about these headphones then that allow us to listen to these ultrasonic sounds. What is the draw for you or I to go to our favorite tech store, Best Buy, or wherever they're going to be selling these headphones? What's the draw? Why would I even be interested in putting these headphones on to hear these ultrasonic sounds?
Well, JT, it's kind of like the thermal imaging glasses. It's one of those things that's going to be a really specialized piece of technology. So probably not for you or I, but if we were, for example, we were technicians who worked on pipes that piped high-pressure gas, sometimes those pipes develop leaks, and those leaks can generate ultrasonic frequencies that we can't hear naturally. But imagine having a pair of these headphones, and you're just scanning a length of pipe, and you start to hear the sound that's being processed, and because it's directional, as you turn your head, you can zero in on where that leak is and fix it. And in fact, this is the sort of technology that NASA's really interested in, because astronauts aboard the International Space Station in the past have had to repair leaks, oxygen leaks, which obviously is a critical thing. And frequently, the only way you can actually tell where the leak is through analyzing ultrasonic signals. So that's the sort of things, these very specialized approaches that the scientists anticipate.
Or if I just want to relate to my dogs and put a pair on to hear what they're hearing, maybe that'll help too.
Yeah, maybe when you blow that dog whistle and you think, oh, that is annoying. Now I understand why they turn their head like that.
All right, very good. The podcast is Tech Stuff. Jonathan Strickland, the host right there. And it's available on the iHeartRadio app. Very good, Jonathan. Thank you.
Thank you, JT.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.